It's Police. Every little thing she does is magic. This is The Home Run. Mondays, we catch up with Colin Wood from Full Life Pharmacy in Ulverston. And this week is World Glaucoma Week, which focuses on a disease that can cause damage to your eyes and eventually cause blindness. Now, we all want to look after our eyesight, so World Glaucoma Week sounds like a good time to learn more about how we can do that. And let's start with the basics. Good afternoon to you, Colin. What is glaucoma?
G'day, Lee. Well, glaucoma is a name given to a group of eye diseases which affects an optic nerve at the back of the eye, which is essentially the lens that we use to see everything. And unfortunately, in glaucoma, it's slowly destroyed. Also, our eyes are filled with this fluid called aqueous humor, which constantly replenishes our eye with nutrients. It actually controls the pressure in our eyeballs. So most people who experience glaucoma, they have damage to their optic nerve by increased pressure of this caused by this aqueous humor stuff. And that's a result of either blockage of the circulation or it's not draining properly. Some other people, the damage can be caused by a poor blood supply to their optic nerves or a weakness in the nerve structure. But basically, that damage to the optic nerve is what's classed as glaucoma.
So is it very common?
Well, about 300,000 Australians have glaucoma, and while it's more common in older people, it can actually occur at any age. But as our population ages, I guess, the proportion of people who are subject to glaucoma is actually increasing. I guess the scary thing is, though, at the moment, about 50% of people who have glaucoma are undiagnosed. They don't realise they have it. And I guess people who have a family member who have glaucoma have an 8 times increased risk of having it themselves. So a few things to look out for there, I think.
So if half of the people who have glaucoma are undiagnosed and don't realise they have it, what symptoms should they be looking out for?
Well, that's part of the problem, because with chronic glaucoma, there isn't actually, which is the most common type, there isn't actually any obvious symptoms until your eyesight actually starts to go at a later stage of the disease. So it's discovered by a test that either an optometrist or an ophthalmologist can do on your eye, but other than that, there's no real way of knowing.
So what does that involve, those tests?
Yeah, so the optometrists do a series of tests. One is to test the pressure that I mentioned before in your eye, and they do that with like a little laser, or sometimes it works just with a little puff of air on your eye. You do a visual field test where you sort of sit in this dark room and they sort of flash lights at various points around the periphery of your vision, and you sort of see whether you can see them or not. And they'll actually do an examination of your optic nerve as well, where they get the little light and put it right up in your face. Because the damage progresses really slowly and your vision is destroyed really gradually, it sort of starts at the outer edges, so you don't necessarily notice it until it's bad. And I guess also some people think, well, eye pressure, maybe if I've got high, it's related to blood pressure. Well, eye pressure and blood pressure are totally unrelated, so neither of those things. You know, high blood pressure doesn't necessarily mean high eye pressure, and vice versa. I guess one of the bad things is that treatment can't actually recover what the vision you've already lost. So while it can stop or slow it down, if you're having treatment, you really can't get your eyesight back to where it was before. So it's important to be treated early.
So is it just age and family history that makes it more likely that someone will develop glaucoma, or are there other factors that can put someone at higher risk?
Well, certainly, yeah, the age is a big one. At age 40, which is when most people sort of become prone to it, the risk is maybe 1 in 200 people might have glaucoma. But by the time you get to 80, that's down to 1 in 8. So certainly as you age, it does get worse. Other risks are things like diabetes or migraines, if you suffer a lot of those. If you have eye problems like short-sightedness or long-sightedness, that would make you more prone to glaucoma as well. If you have an injury to your eye, if you've had certain drugs like cortisone medications, can sometimes make you more vulnerable to having glaucoma later on. And I guess, you know, having regular eye checks, if you don't have those, then you're more prone to it as well, because you simply don't know that it's happening.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned the treatment for glaucoma can't reverse the damage that's already been done, but what can be done to prevent further loss of vision?
So people who are in those higher risk groups, which I just mentioned, are probably worthwhile starting to get your eyes checked regularly from age of about 35. For most people, it's recommended with glaucoma that you start getting tested at about the age of 40, because that's when it can become a problem. The main treatment is using drops to try and lower the pressure in your eye, and they're quite easily used. You usually put them in once or twice a day, and that just maintains the pressure at the right level so that extra pressure doesn't cause deterioration of your optic nerve.
Yeah.
A problem with that, though, is that 50% of people, by statistics, don't actually use their drops either often enough or well enough, so that, they're not actually doing any good because they think, well, my eyesight doesn't seem to be getting worse, so then don't bother. So that's something we really need to be careful of as well. People can have surgery to treat it, but generally, again, it's only stopping the halting the problem rather than necessarily making it better.
Okay. Who can provide more information on this particular subject?
Well, the eye specialists, of course, either optometrists or ophthalmologists, if you see those. They can do checks to check whether or not you are actually prone to glaucoma. Obviously, your doctor can do that as well, and they can prescribe treatment to maintain the pressure at the correct level. And your pharmacist should be able to give you advice on how to put the drops in, you know, when to put them in at the best time, and, you know, any other information that may relate to your eyesight as well.
Okay. World Glaucoma Week is this week. Colin Wood from Full Life Pharmacy in Ulverston, thank you for your company this afternoon. And as always, ask your pharmacist. We'll talk to you soon.
Great. Thanks, Lee.